Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Christy Dimitrakis, the president and founder of The Empowered Speaker, a company focused on teaching you the power of dreams and the importance of faith in conquering the fears that limit us. I'm the author of Faith to Conquer Fear, Inspiration to Achieve Your Dreams, and the author of my newest book, Faith to Conquer Fear, The Journey, scheduled to be released in the next couple of weeks. I also host this Faith to Conquer Fear radio show. A couple of weeks ago, I started a new series called Faith Barriers. And in this series, I talk about those situations and circumstances in life that act as barriers to our faith. Each segment discusses a different potential barrier and what God's Word says about how we should manage those issues. And this week's segment is tragedy. And this morning, I have a special guest who has experienced very personal and very real tragedy. I would like to introduce Danielle Jones, co-author of As Sure as Tomorrow Comes, One Couple's Journey Through Loss and Love, founder of the Angel Network, and my friend. Danielle, welcome to the Faith to Conquer Fear radio show.
Thank you so much, Christy. It's an honor.
I am so glad you could be with me. This is the good thing, people, about having friends in high places. When you call or you text, when you do something even as informal as a text, they say yes when you have relationships. So I am so glad you're able to be with me. And as I explained earlier to my listeners, this is just a very short series that God put on my heart as I'm about to launch my newest book. A lot of times people struggle with faith. You know, faith is this word we all use, and we all know the scriptures surrounding faith. But faith is hard. You know, faith is hard sometimes. And when we have this thing called life, that makes it even harder.
Uh-huh.
And so what I really wanted to talk to you about today, you know, the first episode I did was on the news, how news acts as a faith barrier. Then my one episode I had last week was on financial setbacks. So I shared very personal and very real testimony about my family situation regarding financial setbacks. And as I said, today we're going to talk about tragedy. So Danielle, I want to just open this up and ask you to just tell us your story. Tell us your story.
Sure. Thanks again so much, Christy. So there's been a lot that's happened in my and my husband's life over the last 3.5 years. Everything from pretty serious car accidents to doctors found some benign tumors in my breast, and my husband was diagnosed with MS. Then we found out that we were pregnant with our first child, and about 4.5 months after finding out that we were pregnant with our first child, we found out that that child was going to be born with multiple abnormalities, literally things going on with him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Our son was born, then about a year after that, exactly a year to the date of his death anniversary, because he did pass away, we were supposed to move into a house. The house caught on fire. About a week before the house caught on fire, a woman hit my husband's car and totaled it. And so there have been a lot of things that have happened to us in a very short amount of time, and we've just been able to bounce back from all of those things with our faith in God.
Wow. Okay, good grief. Good grief. That's a lot. And clearly you've told this story a time or two because you got this down to an elevator speech, right? But let's back up a bit, because the one I really want to focus on, and all of it is serious in and of itself, right? You can pick any one of those things out and talk about it. But what I really want to talk about is your son.
Right.
Because that is probably every parent's worst nightmare. Being pregnant, that's all you're thinking about is, oh my God, there's obvious questions. Do you want a boy or a girl? And, you know, we all say the pat answer, I just want him to be healthy. I just want him to be healthy. And you just kind of take that very lightly until that's just not a given.
Absolutely. So what happened with our son, we actually found out that I was pregnant. I stopped taking birth control because I was trying to find out if the birth control was causing the benign tumors to pop up in my breast. So I stopped taking birth control, and I ended up getting pregnant right after I stopped taking birth control, as in, like, the following weekend that I did not take a pill, I was pregnant. So my husband looked at me, and we got pregnant. So we're pregnant, we're excited, and, of course, we were saying we just want to have a healthy baby. I work in the healthcare field. I know about some of the things that can happen when people have babies. I know about some of the things that can happen to small children. And I truly, really wanted to have a healthy baby. I figured, hey, I could be a football mom or I could be a Girl Scout mom. It didn't matter to me. If we had a boy or a girl, I could roll either way. My husband, being the man that he is, was definitely, adamantly pushing for a boy. It was almost as if though he knew that we were having a boy before anyone could confirm it. And so we find out we're pregnant, and 4.5 months in, when we go in for our gender scan to find out what we are having, the doctor comes in and her face was literally devoid of any color. And she comes in, she was pale white, and she says, "Mrs. Jones, your baby has multiple abnormalities." And when she starts telling us what these abnormalities were, they were very scary. It was almost unbelievable because, of course, as parents, we came home and we're now Googling, trying to figure out what are these things that the doctors are saying is wrong with our son. And for all of them, there was like a 1 in 100,000 chance, a 1 in 50,000 chance. There was a 1 in 25,000 chance, and I'm sitting back going, good God, we cannot be the 1 in a million chance that this is going to happen to. And sure enough, we were. And so we go along the next few months of going back and forth to the doctor, and we ended up delivering on July 21st. Our son was born blue. He wasn't breathing. They had to intubate him. They had to resuscitate him. They get him stable, and then it was a weight gain. And he's connected to all of these machines. And finally, the doctor told us, this is not good. It's not going to get better. And we had to make the decision that no one wants to make, which was to either let our loved one continue to suffer or to let him go live with Jesus. And we, within an hour of the doctor sharing with us all of their concerns and telling us that they had done everything that they could do for our child, we decided to unhook the machine, and either God was going to perform one of the greatest miracles known to man, or our baby boy was going to go live in heaven. And that was exactly what happened. Our son ended up passing away in my arms at 7:23 on Friday, July 31st.
Wow.
So it was devastating, and we knew that we wanted our son's life to mean something, and so we turned our grief into action, and there have been a lot of really great things that have happened since our son passed away.
Wow. So one of the things that has come out of this is the Angel Network.
Yeah.
Tell us about the Angel Network.
Yeah. So Angel Baby Network is my heart. When our son passed away, a part of our purpose came alive. I really think from the moment that he was conceived, a part of our purpose came alive, but it was realized when he passed away. So about 4 months after he passed away, I was thinking of gathering some parents who were like us, who had lost children, especially those who had lost infants, together to have an ornament party. And the reason why was because I wanted to get parents together who gone through infant loss. It's a devastating and isolating circumstance. And I was thinking, hey, maybe we can get together around the holidays, cheer each other up, and go on about our way. And I started thinking about it some more, and I said, well, why don't we, instead of just getting together around the holidays, why don't we get together throughout the year? And so I ended up coming up with the name Angel Baby Network because I really wanted us to have a community among ourselves, and then I wanted there to be something for outside resources to tap into our community and for our community to tap into those outside resources. Walking through child life, you need a variety of things, and some of those things I don't even think that a person realizes until they've gone through it. So you need social services agencies. You need counseling. You need to air out your frustrations with medical doctors over what happened with your child. You need to be connected to other people. And that's what the Angel Baby Network does. We connect families who have lost children with each other. And then we also connect social workers, we connect psychologists, we connect medical doctors, we connect other community resources back to these families so that they can get the help that they need as they walk their child off.
And now, Danielle, is this just a Cincinnati-based organization or is this national?
My vision for it is to actually be national and then one day international. Right now, it is just in greater Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually have a couple of people who drive over every other month, which is how often we meet. So that every meeting, there are a couple of people who drive over to meet with us from Indianapolis because they don't have what we have going on in greater Cincinnati for families who have lost children. And then we've also tapped into the Middletown community.
Mm-hmm.
So it's starting to grow. And then we have a Facebook presence. So really anyone from anywhere can find out about us and find out about what we're doing.
And what's the Facebook page?
It's just Angel Baby Network.
Angel Baby Network. Awesome. So you and your husband also wrote a book just recently.
We wrote a book. We're excited. The book is out now. So the book is As Sure As Tomorrow Comes, One Couple's Journey Through Loss and Love. You can find the book on Amazon. You can also find the book at www.kicamprojects.com. It's www.kicamprojects.com. That's our publisher. And the book is just about the journey that we've gone through. I try to tell people it's definitely not a step-by-step book of what to do when life sucks, because clearly life has had some very, very sucky moments over the last few years. But instead, it's a novel-like read about how two people bounce back every time when life tries to knock them down.
Wow. Very inspiring, Danielle. Very inspiring. And even if I didn't know you, I would be inspired. But because I do know you, and I know that you actually live what you're saying, that's even more inspiring. So, you know, as we wrap up, what would you say to someone in a similar situation? Obviously, and similar, not necessarily the loss of a child, but just tragedy in general. What would you say to someone right now?
Right. I would tell them a few things. I would tell them to be honest about where they are. I feel like sometimes people up face, you sit back and you say, oh, I can't feel bad, or oh, I can't ask God why, or, you know, I shouldn't get into my feelings about where I am. And I would say do the complete opposite, because if you're not honest about where you are right now, you will have a mental breakdown later on. It's a lot for anyone to handle. So definitely be honest about where you are. And then also don't be afraid to reach out to others. You would be surprised by how many people have crazy life experiences going on right now, or that they've been through crazy life experiences, that can identify with you and that can help you. And even if they haven't gone through what you've gone through, people want to help you.
Mm.
And so don't be afraid to reach out and say, hey, I'm hurting on the inside. How did my life end up here? Be willing to open up and be willing to be transparent. You know, the way that you get help along in life is by being transparent and by being honest. And then definitely hold on to your faith. I know that sometimes it gets hard. I know that sometimes you want to put it down. I know that there are days when you may not have it, but if you just hold on to it, I promise you that corner will turn, and it'll get better. I know that it sucks. I know that it's hard. I know that it's tough, but don't give up on the fight and don't give up on the faith. You continue to fight for your life. Fight for your joy. Fight for your peace. Don't give up that fight.
Well, well said. Well said. Danielle Jones, author, actually co-author with her husband of As Sure As Tomorrow Comes. You can find her book on Amazon. I encourage you, if you need the service or you know someone who has had a similar experience of losing their child, that you check out her Facebook page, the Angel Baby Network. So that you can start to get the help and the healing that you need. Danielle, thank you so much again for being a part of the Faith to Conquer Fear radio show.
Thank you, Christy. I appreciate it.
No problem. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.